Okay, time for your weekly movie review. And this week we are focusing on Kevin Hart's newest movie. It's called Fatherhood, and it finds the comedian as a widowed new dad navigating life with a baby girl. Apparently, it's based on a true story and is fittingly set to premiere this Father's Day weekend on Netflix. Gail Edmonds and I both watched it last night. Before we tell you what we thought, let's take a listen to a clip.
I don't know how you're going to do this.
If you could have only one parent, I wish you could have had your mom. Because she would have been better at it.
And mommy was the best.
Go to sleep, Maddie.
Maddie, go to sleep. Maddie, go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Maddie.
It's not working, though. She's not a clapper.
Matthew, darling, we think you should move back to Minnesota. You're all alone here.
She needs family.
Raising a child, it's a non-stop, all day, all night affair.
I look.
You look great.
Don't say it just to be saying it. You look like a king. King of a sling.
Wake up, Daddy! How does it look?
I think it's a new look. I think it's a new hairstyle that can catch on if given a chance.
Mr. Logan, Madeline doesn't have a mother to model after.
I am well aware of what my daughter doesn't have.
You think you can do this, but you can't.
No, man, you're right. I can't do it. But you know what? I'm going to do it because I'm a father.
Gail Edmonds, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
What did you think?
I didn't love it.
I didn't love it either. Let's just give the premise. You've got Kevin Hart starring as Matt, whose wife dies after childbirth, and he is left literally holding the daughter, holding the baby, their daughter Maddie. And, you know, various predictable things happen in the following years. Then some weird stuff happens that I didn't quite understand. I'll be honest, I didn't get to the end, Gail. I couldn't.
I did get to the end, and so that everybody else can save that 2 hours, I will tell you that, you know what's disappointing is that the actual source material, which it started as a blog in 2008.
Oh, okay.
And it was an amazing blog that apparently got, at its height, was like 40,000 people a day. So the blog originally was Matthew and his wife Liz's sort of travel blog. He used to travel for work a lot, worked for Yahoo, and the two traveled together and they had photos, and that was their blog. And then, of course, she fell pregnant, died tragically after childbirth, and he then used his blog as a sort of, I suppose, a catharsis for his grief.
Got it.
And it was very successful blog. It was very authentic and much loved. And he turned it into a book in 2011 called Kisses, Three Kisses for Maddie, A Memoir of Loss and Love.
Right.
And that is the source material of this. And it has been sort of bouncing around. It had Channing Tatum attached as lead for a while. Then Kevin Hart replaced him. And then it was going to be Sony's film, and then Sony sort of shuffled it off to Netflix.
Oh, well done,
Sony. And
even
the Obamas are involved. Their production company, Higher Ground, is involved.
Oh, dear.
But, and although their first documentary, American Factory, won an Oscar.
Yeah, this isn't winning any Oscars.
This one isn't good. And, you know, I think one of the main reasons is that it's got quite a strong supporting cast. I mean, Alfre Woodard. And
who I normally love.
Yes, who I normally, absolutely. And, you know, it's got a couple of good, solid sort of parts in it. But I think Kevin Hart is supposed to be the center of the film. And he wasn't an easy widowed father to love, you know.
No.
He didn't have the gravitas needed to pull off this, a role that really needed to have some really deep, emotional, authentic feel to it. And I didn't get that at all. And I also thought it was a bit hammy, you know.
Oh, it was so hammy.
To work.
Everything
and
was so predictable. It was such it was the trope of a single dad, a widowed dad left holding the baby. There were times where it was like, it wanted to be three men and a little lady, because you've got his sort of buddies hanging on and they're kind of singing to the kid, and the nappy changing, and can he change a nappy? Yawn. I mean, come on. You know, my daughter's father is perfectly capable of changing a nappy. You know, it's that thing of men are completely useless. What will he do now he's got to look after a baby? And it's like, well, no. Yes. And then I just found it so dull.
Yes, well, that's the thing. I agree with you. I mean, that sort of idea that, oh, no, because he's a man, he can't change a nappy.
Oh,
I mean, that generation of men are dead or almost
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, they really are.
They really are. So it is that sort of thing. And sort of when he takes the baby to work and everyone's, oh, sweet, the baby. I was thinking, well, you know, there's also that sort of thing. Well, because he's a man, we'll forgive this and we'll forgive that.
Yeah.
And that did irritate me to a certain extent. So it's unfortunate. And I also think Kevin Hart, you know, it's funny. He was funny in Jumanji and Central Intelligence.
I love him. He's very funny.
But to be honest, not this.
No.
This is definitely an it. He just doesn't have the heft for this at all.
No, it was definitely a miss to the point where it got to about 9:15, and on a weekend, because of coming to the show, I like to be asleep by 8 o'clock if I can manage
right.
it. I'd already committed 50 minutes over that 8 o'clock deadline, and I thought, sorry, Hart, you're not worth it. Gail's going to have to take one for the team on this because I'm not sticking around.
And I sat till the credits.
Did you say it till the credits? Priscilla from Parlour's messaging. She says, morning, SJ. I found Kevin Hart's performance flat in Fatherhood. He should stick to comedy. I agree.
He should.
It was
absolutely flat.
It was not good. It was, and I really wanted to like it. I really
yes.
did. The
yes.
only thing, here's what I loved about it. I loved the fact that, so he sends his daughter to this very posh school
yes.
where he wanted his wife to go. And what I loved about it was the fact that she doesn't want to wear a skirt. She wants to
yes.
wear pants. And I love that he supported her in that. I thought that's like a really good thumbs up to kind of, it doesn't matter. Your kid just needs to go to school. It doesn't matter whether she's wearing pants or a skirt or whatever. That's what I loved about it. That was my takeaway. And I'm not sure that's enough.
No, it's not enough, but I agree with you. That was also something. I did also think, gosh, in 2021, we're still policing girls wearing skirts and boys wearing pants.
Yeah.
And it's true, we are, and we shouldn't be. So I agree with you. That, for me, was the takeaway. But as you say, it's just not enough.
I wonder how Matthew Loughlin, if that is how you pronounce his name, who is the chap, as you said, on whom this story is based, I wonder how he feels now sitting there
yeah.
watching his life be decimated by Kevin Hart and Humphrey Woodward.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. I don't think we've slated a movie quite this badly since. I don't even know what's...
We try and do something that people should spend their time on, but every now and then we are a terrible warning.
I know. We really are. So if you were thinking of sitting down this afternoon on Father's Day as a family and watching Fatherhood, don't. Is that our takeaway from it?
That's our takeaway.
Good.
Don't.
This is devastating because I happen to know that Kevin Hart is a huge fan of mine. So this is very, very awkward, obviously, because I know that he's a big fan of Weekend Breakfast and All We Do. Listen, Gail, we've run out of time. Next week, I would like to do, and this is entirely up to you because you are the captain of this ship, but I would like to do season 3 of The Kaplinsky Method.
Okay, I'll get on with it.
Get on to it, please.
Watching from the beginning, though.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, you will, because you haven't done season 1 or 2 yet, have I? Maybe that's terribly unfair. Okay, but it is a goodie. You will like it.
I'll get it as far as I can. I am still watching Stranger Things. I'm more of a movie fan than a long, long TV series fan. You might have picked up.
I have picked that up. All right, Gail. I'm sorry that this week was a bit of a damp squib, but hopefully things will be better next week. Gail Edmonds joins us every Sunday at 9:20 for the weekly movie review.